It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Last week, Dr. Husing began a series of new conversations that we're going to hear over the next few weeks, comparing and contrasting Riverside County with San Bernardino County in terms of economic activity in our region. You can hear last week's Part 1 overview at our website, kvcrnews.org. This week, Dr. Husing will begin getting into the details of the statistics that define the economic activity between and among our region's two counties.
The first thing that I like to look at is the question of job sufficiency.
Okay, what's that?
Job sufficiency essentially means, do we have enough jobs in the Inland Empire?
Okay.
Or do we have to continue to see people leaving the Inland Empire to go work in San Diego, Orange, and L.A. County at a major level? One of the urban myths about the Inland Empire is that the share that are commuting is going up all the time. The fact is, that is not true.
Now, when you talk about commuting
from the Inland Empire to the coastal counties.
Okay.
Right. This last year, the commute outside the Inland Empire for the Inland Empire as a whole was 21.6% of our population was commuting to jobs in L.A., Orange, and San Diego County.
That's it?
21.6.
I think without knowing much about it, a lot of people might guess higher.
Actually, one of the outside groups that tends to do a lot of work on this area said, oh, the number is 40%.
Yeah.
Well, the number is 40% if you look at the internal commute and include that.
Between Riverside and San Bernardino.
Okay. You know, if somebody lives in Corona and commutes to Ontario, or lives
or
in San Bernardino
how,
and
yeah,
commutes to Riverside.
To Riverside, yeah, there's a big change.
But if you wipe that out, now what's interesting, it has been 21 to 22% since 1990.
Really?
It was 21 to 22% in 1990.
21 to 22% of people
that
who
had
commute,
jobs outside, the, outside who lived the here and had to commute. It was the same bracket, 21 to 22 in 2000. It was the same in 2010, and it's the same right now.
So this, I guess we could say, is almost a myth.
I said it's an urban myth that is the case. To contrast this, go down to Orange County. What share of the population of Orange County commutes to either San Diego or L.A.? And the answer is over 16%.
Hmm.
So, yes, we have a lot of commuting from our area, but it is not as crazy, bad, growing, getting worse as everybody has talked about. Now, understand, if the percentage is a constant and the population is growing, it's more people. And that's how we sort of sense
it. Yeah, I see. Yep.
The other thing that's happened is whose commuting has changed. It used to be blue-collar workers. Now it's increasingly office workers who are making the commute.
Hmm.
Because our blue-collar economy is the strongest in California.
And so people who need to put on a shirt, tie, and a jacket
tend to be on the freeway.
Those are more likely.
They're more likely to be the ones going in. Now, if we look at breaking down the metrics between the two counties and looking at that, employed people, because the population in Riverside is 2.4 million versus 2.2 in San Bernardino. So there are more people in Riverside County. There are more people who are employed who live in Riverside County, 857,000 to 788 in San Bernardino County.
Okay.
Just simply that's a reflection of the larger size of the population in Riverside.
How also might that be? It's really easier to commute from San Bernardino County into L.A. or
particularly L.A.
Yeah.
Because you've got three freeways.
Than it is to get from a lot of Riverside County into another county.
Yeah, you have the I-15 to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 91 to Orange. You have the 60 to L.A., depending on where in Riverside County you live.
Yeah.
San Bernardino is the 60, the 10, and the 210.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question. What share of Riverside's population is commuting outside, and the answer is 20.7. San Bernardino commuting outside is 22.6. Again, the two together are in the 21 mm-hmm. range, but it's a little less share of the population that is commuting outside the Inland Empire from Riverside than it is from San Bernardino. The interactive commute between the two, I find really very interesting. 92,100 people are going north from Riverside County to San Bernardino County to work. Going the other way are 60,000 people going south into Riverside to work.
Interesting.
So you have a bigger north commute out of Riverside than a south commute out of San Bernardino within the Inland Empire.
Did you think at all about that dynamic and how, why?
Well,
how
then the question is why? And the why is, what's the number of jobs in the two counties that are located within the two counties? Local jobs in Riverside County, 688,000. Local jobs in San Bernardino County, 727,000.
Okay.
So the economic base is bigger in San Bernardino County than it is Riverside, which somewhat explains more people going north into San Bernardino out of Riverside than the other direction.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
I find it fascinating.
We're going to have more fascinating statistics comparing and contrasting Riverside County and San Bernardino County next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.